President Václav Klaus is notorious for his outspoken views on climate change. He calls evidence of global warming bogus and ambitious environmentalism a threat to freedom and economic growth. But now Mr. Klaus is no longer just up against ambitious environmentalists. He's also opposing the far-reaching measures to cut carbon dioxide emissions recently adopted by the European Union. Rosie Johnston has the story.
Mounting scientific evidence about man's contribution to global warming has led the EU to adopt concrete, far-reaching measures to slash greenhouse gas emissions, pushing others to follow suit. The plan is for EU member states to cut carbon dioxide emissions by 20% by 2020, and will involve turning to renewable energies like biomass, wind and solar power. The Czech government has accepted its share of responsibility, saying it will meet the set norms. But in an interview for the German paper Handelsblatt on Thursday, President Klaus railed against the EU policy, calling it a tragic mistake and suggesting that Brussels was not just hurting Europe's business interests, but restricting personal freedom. "For me, it's almost a tragedy," President Klaus told the paper. The European Union aims to enact the new measures by the spring of 2009, and the Czech Republic is due to hold the rotating EU presidency in the first half of that year. If Mr. Klaus is re-elected in next week's presidential elections, the Czech Republic may send out somewhat conflicting messages on the subject in the course of its presidency. With a government pledging to combat climate change and a president railing against the move, where do ordinary Czechs stand on the global warming issue? This is what I asked Jiří Pehe, a political scientist.
Most Czechs think that global warming is a serious problem, and they don't identify with their president on this issue at all. In fact, I think that many Czechs see Václav Klaus as having sort of odd views on this particular subject, and I think they would prefer him to be a bit less outspoken on this issue.
In need of more proof, I hit the streets and asked some passers-by whether they were worried about climate change and what they thought of Mr. Klaus's views.
I think it is a problem, and I think that it is a matter for experts to discuss and not for our president.
Our president, I think he knows what he says. He knows it, I think. He knows.
I think to be a president, it's not depends on your opinion on global warming, but it's more important problems than global warming. So I think it's a big problem, but it's not the main problem.
It seems that a large number of Czechs don't agree with Mr. Klaus's views on climate change. But it also seems that they're happy to overlook these views as long as he performs well as president. Here's Jiří Pehe again.
He is an important politician, probably the most talented politician in this country in the last 20 years, and people think, well, we don't have anyone better to represent us. That this may be, of course, a misguided notion, but that's what many people think.